Hi, thanks for joining the Ancestral Doula. So this conversation is going to be about my great-grandfather, Lloyd Tony. This is a 1930s census that was done. They lived on Springfield Road in Bowie, Maryland. So this census, again, was done in 1930. They have Lloyd Tony Jr., I believe, because I found a Lloyd Tony Sr. So I'll get back to that. So in 1930, Lloyd Tony was a janitor at a public school. Alma Duckett Tony, and he was 55. Alma Duckett Tony, his wife, Alma, A-L-M-A. Great-grandma, Ashe. She was 34 at the time. Their first child, my grandfather, Oscar Tony, was 10. Martha Joan was 8. Alma Louise, 6. Lloyd Robert, 4. Mabel E, 3. Rose Anna, 1. There was also in that household an Uncle George Tony, age 64. He's listed as retired, birth year 1866. I also found Lloyd Tony's draft registration card. This is dated September 12, 1918. I think they had his year, however, I don't have it in front of me, but he was well over the draft age. However, they have his nearest relative as Mary Jackson from Woodwardville, Maryland. Mary Jackson from Woodwardville, Maryland. And this was in 1918. So I don't know if that was his first wife. Because he is listed as a widow in some place. I don't recall. However, you see the difference in the ages from Grandma Alma. She was 34 in 1930. And Lloyd Tony was 55. And their first child, my grandfather, was 10 in 1930. So she was 24 and he was 45 when they had this first child. So I'm curious to know if Lloyd Tony had other children with his first wife. I'm not sure. And I don't know if his first wife is Mary Jackson or if that's his, I don't know who she is, but she was the nearest relative on his draft card in 1918. I also found a notice. It says Tony death, female, April 15, 1937, Lloyd and Alma Duckett. So 1937, somebody passed, and I'm not sure which female. So hopefully my mother and Aunt Vivian could fill in some of the questions. Let's see. I found a notice for Mabel Elizabeth Tony and William Franklin King. That's her husband. They had a son born named King on February 2nd. 1954. I also found a notice for Oscar and Vera Tony. Those are my grandparents. Dated September 15th, 1942. Boy, that's all they had. Boy, so this is a birth notice. Let's see. What else did I find? on the Tonys. All right, I think that was it. I have to do some more digging. Oh, here's one. Alma Duckett to Lloyd Tony, marriage, September 4th, 1920. That's the same year my grandfather was born, a month before he was born. He was born 10/15/1920. So Alma was 22 years old and Lloyd Tony was 41 years old. They're both of Woodwardfield, Maryland, same place as Mary Jackson. Yep. Let's see. Just want to double check the notes to make sure I don't have. All right, that looks like that was it. And I have on my notes to figure out who was Lloyd Tony's first wife and if she had children, which would have been my grandfather's siblings, half sisters and brothers. I would love to find them. I appreciate you guys listening. I hope you enjoyed this conversation and look forward to having another one soon. Peace.